The shooting of six people outside a corner store in Wilmington, Delaware, last month renewed concerns about gun violence in the state's largest city. Some residents complained, saying the store itself bore responsibility, leading authorities to shut it down. Bill's Deli Market has since been allowed to reopen. WHYY's Chris Barish visited the store at 10th and Pine to see what has changed.
Honestly, it was okay to cool down for a couple of days. Got everybody humbled again. Let us know that we can't take certain things for granted.
That's Joseph Brown. He lives on the east side and shops at Bill's Deli Market. He knows many victims of the non-fatal April 7th shootings. And he's optimistic peace will prevail at the corner in a city where shootings have decreased dramatically over the last year and a half.
Ever since it's opened back up, it hasn't been any problems. We have a closer relationship with the store owners. More people are involved with each other just because of that situation, so it was a blessing in disguise.
Police cited a slew of city code and health violations when it shuttered the market. But after a week and a meeting with police, no loitering signs had been installed, and it reopened. Nasruddin Al-Samat runs the cash register. He says the crowds that used to hang out near the entrance have thinned.
Everybody outside is nice and quiet. Everything is good. Besides the cops, they be out here all the time. They be saving the community here.
City Councilwoman Xanthia Oliver isn't convinced. She drove by one recent night and saw police dispersing loiterers.
I saw the cops with the lights on. I asked him what was going on, and he said crowd as usual, and I'm trying to get rid of it. I just think something bad is going to happen over there eventually again.
Police say there have been no serious incidents since the shootings. But they stress that officers will continue to pay special attention to 10th and Pine. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.